And I've decided that we need to go and walk. So first thing when I wake up in the morning, we need to go to the park and we need to walk for half an hour. That does two things. First of all, it burns a few extra calories, but it also causes, you know, I'm hoping that it loosens up whatever's still in my bowels or pushes it down so that I can then go relieve myself. I don't want to get into too much detail here, but you know, so I can go and relieve myself and get rid of some extra weight.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Go to the park and we need to loosen up whatever's still in my bowel.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 3477 of the BFO for Thursday the 3rd of June. 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, glamour shooters. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you glamour shooters, because y'all, Big Fatty shot his glamour shot out at noon on hump day, as promised. And y'all had some interesting comments. I believe it was Jimmy Farmer said that that something about being engorged. And Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle said, I'd tap that. Benny, what is he going to tap it with? Some shoes? Well, yeah, he's going to put on his tap shoes. And anyway, but y'all, it's over there at the BFO. All you got to do is is head on over there and take a look, Big Fatty. And when most people do, you know, it affects some people differently than others. Music to calm down your bowels. It's true. Y'all, let's see. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday, y'all, I had me for my supper. I had some of that squash that I fixed, and I had another one of those baked onions with the Parmesan cheese and the good Kerrygold butter that I had fixed. And y'all, I had a few of those little spare ribs also that I had cooked on the grill. And y'all, it wasn't a whole lot, but it was good. And Big Fatty, and it made you extremely gassy. Well, yes, it did. But y'all, after that, I watched the news and Jeopardy, and then what did I watch after that? I watched a little bit of the sports ball, but y'all, the game was taking forever. It started like at 7:15, and at 8:30 they were only in the bottom of the second, and y'all, I couldn't believe it, And I watched another program. I don't remember what it was right now off the top of my head. It was The Good Doctor. And y'all, it was part one of the two-part season finale. And y'all, it's such a good show. And anyway, and y'all, I'm going to tell you, by the time 9 o'clock rolled around, y'all, from not sleeping well the night before, and having actually taken my go-to-bed pills on Tuesday evening, y'all, by 9 o'clock, I could barely keep my eyes open. And so, y'all, I crawled into the live chamber. And y'all, I didn't know nothing till about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, that's over 9 hours of sleep. And Big Fatty needed it. Yes, Big Fatty, you did indeed. And y'all, it was just lovely. Got up on Wednesday morning. I had my coffee and read my paper, did my Sudoku. And then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Now, y'all, it's it's gotten a little more humid here. But, y'all, the temperature was quite nice, and it was overcast. So I didn't have the sun beating down on me. And so, y'all, I did my morning nipple walk, and I came back and got my shower. And then I was off to the cools. Y'all, I had ordered a table runner. Y'all, I needed a new runner for my credenza. It's actually a chest of drawers. No, it's not. It's a dresser without the mirror here in the studio. And y'all, the runner I have on it now is, y'all, it's stained. Yes, Big Fatty, it's all that those vulgar stains. Well, it's probably from lube, you're right. But, Big Fatty, and so, y'all, I had ordered one with some of my cool's cash a while back, and y'all, I ordered another pair of the short shorts. You know, they're the 7-inch shorts, they call them. And y'all, and I got them in a rose. I think I mentioned that to you before, but they had to be shipped to the coos. And y'all, I got a message on Tuesday that everything had arrived. So I drove by there on my way to lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I did the pickup in the parking lot, and I sent the message, and they brought it out and put it in ruby red, and I was off. I was off again to the famous toastery where, y'all, I had the club sandwich today. Y'all, absolutely, absolutely delicious. And y'all, Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, y'all, they're cable television. They had cut the cord. They didn't mean to, but the cord got cut. And so the serviceman came out and put it back together, but he says that their modem was outdated. And so they gave, the technician gave them a temporary one to rent until they could get a new one. And so they had asked me if I would help them get the proper modem. And y'all, after lunch, the Best Buy was just down the street, about 5 minutes away. So I said, y'all go on over to the Vons East, and I'll run to the Best Buy, and I'll get whatever modem. You know, I had the numbers that they needed to be, the type. And so, y'all, they were checking out at the Vons East, and I walked in, so they've got a new modem, and they're going to call the Xfinity guy to come and hook it all up for them and everything. And I hope I got the right thing, and if not, we'll take it back and get the right thing. But y'all, after I presented the modem to them, I did my shopping at the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it. We hear it, y'all. As I do on hunt day, went to the Vons East. Y'all had to get a couple of cans. So I picked those up while I was there. And y'all, they had a thing that if you bought a $25 gasoline card, they'd give you $5 off. So I picked up a BP. Big Fatty, isn't that where a bumblebee goes to urinate? That the BP's? Yes, that's it. Y'all, they had, there's a company here in Charleston called Callie's Biscuits, Hot Biscuits. And y'all, they have them in the stores. And they were on sale, so I said, you know, I've never had those. I'll give them a try. I got the sharp cheddar ones. Y'all, they had the Bluebell ice cream on sale. And y'all, I wasn't going to get it until I saw it was the blueberry cobbler flavored. And y'all, I just couldn't pass that up, so I got me a tub of that. Y'all got me a couple of pounds of Brussels sprouts. They had the good Asian bag solids on sale. Got a couple of those. Y'all picked up a little queso dip for Friday at Fatty's. Yo, Granny's providing the supper. We're going to have pizza pie. Y'all got some radish cayennes. Y'all, they had prepared strawberries on sale, so I got a little container of that. Got some of that strawberry cream cheese. Still got a few ginger snaps for that. Y'all, the Fever Tree Tonic Water, y'all, they've got one that is pink grapefruit flavored. And y'all, it's absolutely delicious, and it's only like 30 calories a bottle. Y'all, it's very, very low calorie and absolutely delicious. They had the croutons on sale, so I got a bag of the pumpernickel ones. Y'all, they had the veggie burgers. If you had a coupon for those, y'all, they had a. I needed to get a new one of those lighters, you know, like you light candles or the grill with, and they had them on sale this week, so I got one of those. Y'all picked up an envelope of gravy mix because everybody needs more gravy mix. I got Almond Giant BR. I don't know what that is. I got her. Y'all, they had the giant Hershey bars. So I got, they will buy one, get one free. So I got the Hershey's giant almond bar. Big fatty Dr. Stoner like that. And y'all, then I picked up Big Fatty. You ran out of music. I did. Y'all, they had the flavored almonds on sale. Big Fatty, he'll like those too. They will buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon. So I got the wasabi soy sauce and the salt and vinegar. And y'all, I had all kinds of coupons and everything. I spent $83.12, but I saved $41.13. Plus, I've got a $25 gasoline gift card. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, so I got home and I put my provisions away and unpacked my things from the cools, and y'all, now I am sitting here, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it.
The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out, dubiousintent.com.
Big Fatty, I thought the Dubious Intentions was gone. Yeah, it was replaced by the Pointless Talk. Oh, okay. And it was replaced by what is it called now? Mix Minus. Oh, okay. But y'all, just a word of thanks to the patron saint. Of the BFO. You know, that's Mr. Tim Kumal, because y'all, he had it right on the money. Right on the money with his marching orders yesterday for Big Fatty. Because y'all, I did exactly what he said. He says, just leave the old posting up and then go and do a whole new posting of the Tuesday show, and then hit the do something to your feed or rejuvenate. I don't remember what the button is, but he says hit that button, and y'all it reposted, and y'all then it posted the old one too, and y'all I miss Lauren. Miss La 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 Lauren, she goes, oh, Oh, and I've gotten three of the BFOs today. And I said, don't get used to it, but I'm a giver. I'm a giver. And, you know, it's Happy Pride Month. Here's three of the same episode of the BFO. Fatty, I know you must be proud. No, I'm not really. But, y'all, the best part was when I woke up Wednesday morning and there was the BFO just like it was supposed to be. And, y'all, I could not be more grateful to the patron saint. And, yo, by the way, you know that DJ Ron down there in the Flow Rider? Y'all, he had a remark about getting so many, and y'all, I don't recall the remark, because y'all, quite frankly, it's just ugly. Just ugly, big fatty. You know, big fatty, he's got a thick skin, big fatty. Is that what you call your fat? Is a thick skin? That's it. Thick skin, big thick skin, big fatty. But anyway, y'all, I'm glad things are back to normal as far as the little show goes. Yes, Big Freddy. Big Freddy, can you not control your bowels? You're hitting all my senses. Well, speaking of that, y'all, do you listen to the enormous little show? Y'all, they were talking about your senses and how hearing and smell are always happening. You know, the sight, you can shut that down, and the touch, you can not do that. And then what is the other one? Taste. You know, you got to have something in your mouth to taste it. Well, y'all, Big Fatty, many, 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 many years ago, and I may have talked about it on the little show before, y'all, it's, and this came to mind as they were talking about this, but y'all, I'm just going to throw this out for consideration. Y'all, Big Fatty always thought, you know, test your senses, you know, it's kind of like, hear with your eyes. You know, you might not be able to see a lawnmower way far away, but you can hear it, so you can picture that, and then you can see with your ears where you hear the lawnmower. But you can't see it, but you know what's going on there. Yeah, Big Fatty, you're not right. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I'm not sure. Oh, y'all, I've gotten my appointment to get my my kitchen sink finished and my garbage disposal fixed. So, and y'all, that's going to be sometime on Monday morning. So, y'all, mark that in your marking calendar. Oh, Big Fatty, everybody wants to mark that one down. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat, and he was talking about Pride Month over there on the Geeky Gay. And, Adam, just out of curiosity, do you have an annual tradition that you do when you start off Pride Month?
Go to the park, and we need to loosen up whatever's still in my bowel.
So you empty your poop in public, and that fills you with gay pride?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.